I once dated a Jewish woman for just over a year, from Passover to Passover, as it happened. And because I am overly sentimental when it comes to women, especially smoking hot redheads, I did my best to participate in her Jewishness. I didn't offer to convert. Mainly, I attended the various annual rituals, which were more elaborate than the relatively tepid Christianized holidays I grew up with. There was more singing, more recitation of old prayers and poems, more feeling expressed more publicly, and all of these were expressed with considerably more skill than I was used to. The singing, for example, was complex and subject to spontaneous rearrangement that took place according to signals I could never detect, let alone implement. It wasn't anything like singing hymns at my grandmother's Baptist church. It was more like improvisational choir. I found it impossible to follow along. It called for more dedication than I was able to muster. So I gave up trying to participate. I accepted that I was an outsider, and I would sit in the audience and try to make sense of what I was observing. I wasn't trying to understand the songs or even the ceremonies. I was trying to understand why all of this was happening at all. Or rather, I was trying to understand why all this was still happening. Why were ceremonies that dated back more than 2,000 years still happening today? This all took place in Silicon Valley, and the people around me were software engineers, accountants, yoga instructors. What could they possibly have in common with the sheep-herding nomads who founded their faith? Well, I didn't solve that riddle. It will take me more than this lifetime to understand the mysteries of religious belief. But I did notice that the yearly cycle of fasting and feasting, singing and wailing, atonement and rededication, resembled a breath or a pulse. That is, by annually reenacting certain postures and sounds and ideas and emotions, timed precisely according to the lunar calendar, so that certain things on Earth took place at certain sunsets, so that massive emotional peaks of guilt and redemption, joy and sadness, boredom and elation, took place reliably when our planet and our sun were in particular alignments. Those who practice Judaism are undertaking a cosmic work that is truly majestic. I didn't come to understand it, but I did come to appreciate it, in my own way. I felt grateful that so many people devoted so much effort to making this strange and magnificent cycle happen every single year, for millennia. When attending Jewish ceremonies or in subsequent contemplation upon their meaning, I routinely felt a sense of awe. And awe is surely a desirable byproduct of religious activity. So, even though I did not become, in any sense, Jewish, I happily admit that Jewish religious rituals are effective, even for a heathen like me. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.